Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
What's been the biggest lessons you've learned since being married the last couple of years then?
For anyone who gets married or you move into a close relationship like this, the change is embracing another person in your life and accepting the fact that they are a different person from you.
Yes.
They have different perspectives, different life experiences, different educational backgrounds, all of these things in their life that have shaped their perspective. And now you are trying to do life together.
Yeah.
You're in this boat, you're rowing together. So it is a constant adjustment to allowing people to have the space to be who they are and have their perspectives and share those perspectives and realizing no matter what, you're on the same team. Yeah. So the choices that you're making now, it's not just about you anymore. It is what is best for the team. So having that teamwork mentality is the adjustment. And hopefully when you go in, you've done enough of the work to where you're not the weak link on your team.
Right.
Because you don't want to be the weak link.
Someone's always picking up your slack.
So realizing and embracing that teamwork mentality. Mm-hmm. Even when you have an argument, even when you have a disagreement, your goal is not to win. Your goal is to find a solution that is best to move the team forward.
I think it's really challenging to let your head make the decisions for your heart, but you need your head to make sure that you're not allowing your heart to miss out on the red flags or signs that your heart may not be looking for. So you kind of need both to be connected to really make sure you're in alignment, you're using your emotions and also seeing the facts and the data, and you're using all of it to make a conscious decision about entering a relationship and then taking it to the next level.
I did not have these huge standards of love in my life growing up, and didn't really know what a true, loving, healthy relationship looked like.
Yeah.
I realized when I started dating that I really didn't have a source to pull from to learn the do's and the don'ts and some of these things that, you know, would have helped me along my journey to make some better decisions. So a lot of things I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's good in life, but you know, people watch your podcast or they read books because they want to learn how to minimize some of the mistakes that they can make. If you want love, if you want a loving marriage, you want to love a relationship, I believe that you can have it. But how do you get there? How do you get to that point? And so this book was really a passion project. What I wanted to write, you know, being single in my 20s and 30s, how I navigated all of the challenging experiences, all of the questions, the pressure from outsiders and all of those things to get to the point where I am now, 2 years, happily married with the husband that I dreamed about having for so long. And I don't think that that story is just meant for me.
Right.
I believe it's something that anyone who wants to have that kind of love in their life that they can have.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.